Professor, you said you weren't buying my excuses for my chronic lateness anymore, so I guess here's the truth. Let's just start with the sort of acceptable. I've had a crush on you for a long time before I even had classes with you, and I tried to keep it quiet. I didn't want to make it awkward. I hope I haven't been making it awkward for you, but my mind has kind of been doing that to me for weeks now. I mean, I'm sure you've noticed the blushing and not making eye contact and stumbling over words, all of that. It's annoying, and I know that, and I'm sorry. I really am. I'm trying to focus the best I can, but I keep getting distracted by these little things that you do that just really turn me on. And it's stupid little things, like when you stretch your arms after you've been writing on the board because your muscles just shift under your shirt, and the way that you fidget when you're listening to students talk, and there are these little shifts in your voice, and sometimes you'll say something in this really serious teacher tone that makes me catch my breath and squeeze my thighs together. I get all sorts of chills when you laugh, or hell, even when you lean on the board or adjust your glasses. I just... See, it's just dumb shit like that. It's embarrassing to admit, but all those little things you wouldn't even notice about yourself, it lights a fire in me, and it sends me home soaking wet and thinking of you. And then I started having dreams about you. I had a dream where I was the only one to show up to class, and you pulled up a chair in front of me and asked if I had any questions. I asked you if you could touch me, and your hands stroked up and down my bare thighs for a while under my skirt, and I asked if I could touch you, and I ran my hands across your chest and held your hand, and then right as it was getting good, you kissed me, and then I woke up, and I had another dream where I was in front of your desk, sucking on one finger at a time, watching you get hard, and then another one where you just picked me up and shoved my back against the door, and you fucked me, and it just gets worse from there. It's just that I still dream of you, and it's even more explicit. And now, with all of that context, we'll call it, here's the truth of the matter. I've been late to class because I've been masturbating in the bathroom before class. Okay? I lock myself in, cover my mouth with one hand, and finger fuck myself with the other. I try not to make any noise when I come, and I lick my fingers clean, wash my hands, and go to class. I figured if I get myself off before I see you, I'd be more calm and able to focus. It worked the first time. I fucked myself in the bathroom, I came, I went to class, and I felt better. I didn't get distracted for once because an orgasm was enough to calm me down. Worked the second time, too. But every time since then, it's just been making the problem worse. You'd think I'd stop doing it if it's making things worse, right? I can't. The reason I was so out of it last Wednesday was because I didn't come before class, and I couldn't stop thinking about how badly I wanted to. I made eye contact with you by accident, and you licked your lips, and I almost came right then without even touching myself. Put a hand on my shoulder and asked me in this soothing, deep voice if I was okay as I was leaving, and I couldn't speak, remember? I just nodded and ran back to my dorm where I had a pillow to keep myself quiet with. I fucked myself with my face in the pillows, begging for you. The thought of just you touching my shoulder made me come harder than I ever have before. And when I licked my fingers clean, I wished they were yours. God, I'm sorry this is awkward, but you wanted the truth, so here it is. The truth is that I've gone from having a crush on you to full on being a slut for you, and it's so bad that I have no hope of focusing in your class unless I masturbate beforehand. I hope you don't think less of me for it. I'm sorry.